When I was young, I thought I had found the fountain from which all life's mysteries flowed. But after a while, I got educated and saw what a sick bill of goods I'd been sold. It wasn't the money, or even the fact I believed his crap with no reason or rhyme. Instead, far more precious than silver or gold, I gave that fat fuck way too much of my time. I cringe at the thought, all those sot songs each night, where I sat like a zombie and swallowed him whole, sang Artie with feeling, got high as a kite, longing for Darshan to settle my soul. Perhaps I misunderstood when he said, surrender the reins of your life to me. He told me he was the greatest magician, my only true lover, the one for me.
Ain't that just like a man who wants pussy, telling you lies just to get in your pants, gives you good beating, then kisses the wounds, coos to you softly, then goes on a rant about how he is God, the light and the Lord, the Alpha, the Omega, the Krishna incarnate, knows nothing about spirituality or love, just platitudes, metaphors, inane commentary about how hard it is to be rich and to keep it. Adventures he has when he flies a jet plane. How nothing is something, but something don't count for nothing when something and nothing remain. And it's all so impermanent, just like the breath. One day we're here, the next day we're not. That wasted time was worth years of my life.
Give me my money back, Mr. Rao.